February 20, 2024. BCSPCA rescues 31 emaciated neglected dogs from Clearwater property. A Clearwater breeder was said to have had a large number of emaciated, frightened and neglected dogs, according to the BCSPCA. On February 15, the BCSPCA apprehended 31 dogs from the breeder's property in Clearwater. The dogs included dachshunds, poodles, miniature schnauzers and various poodle mix breeds, all of varying ages. The dogs were surrendered by their owner after an animal cruelty investigation was conducted by the BCSPCA. Eileen Drever, Senior Officer, Protection, and Stakeholder Relations for the BCSPCA, spoke to Black Press on Tuesday, February 20. "We will definitely be recommending charges against this individual. This type of breeder doesn't care. They just want to line their pockets. These dogs are all very, very fearful, displaying repetitive behaviors. These dogs were bred for profit. We want to make sure we put individuals like this out of business." Drever explained that the dogs were owned by an irresponsible breeder who was keeping them in a dark building without adequate heating or bedding for the dogs. Fire destroys log home on Musgrave Road. April 7, 2024. Fire shot high in the sky and silhouetted the trees in the nearby residential forest in the district of Clearwater Saturday night, April 6. This was the scene found late Saturday night when the Clearwater Fire Department, assisted by the Blackpool Fire Rescue Crew, arrived at Musgrave Road to find a log home fully engulfed in flames. A nearby neighbor who lives four houses away, Todd Lepke, told the Clearwater Times, "I would say it was approximately 10:30 p.m. when the fire trucks went past our house, and then seconds later there was a loud explosion, and that's when I went outside and noticed the house completely engulfed in flames. I've never seen a house destroyed by a fire that quick ever. We are thankful our neighbors got out safely." A resident in another subdivision with a higher vantage point, Rhonda England, said, "The house was fully in flames. I could see it from the hill we live on not far away. I am fireproofing around our house all of the time. Our thoughts are with this family." Highway 5 head-on collision claims two lives near Clearwater. April 24, 2024. A head-on collision between a semi-truck and CN truck just before 1 a.m. on Tuesday, April 23, claimed the lives of two people, confirmed BC Highway Patrol, BCHP. BCHP, Clearwater RCMP, along with local fire departments, attended the scene at Highway 5 and Cliff Road in Birch Island, located about 3 kilometers north of Clearwater at 12:50 a.m. A semi-truck and a CN truck hit head-on, then became engulfed in flames after a tank exploded on one of the trucks, noted Corporal Melissa Jongma, adding a small wildfire broke out due to the vehicle fire, but was put out by the local fire department. The passenger of the semi-truck and the driver of the CN truck both tragically passed away. The driver of the semi-truck and the passenger in the CN truck survived and are in critical, but stable condition. Highway 5 was closed for hours while the scene was investigated. Blackpool House fire claims life of young man, injures another. May 8, 2024. A fast-moving, intense house fire claimed the life of a man in his 20s, and injured another in Blackpool near Clearwater Thursday, May 9. Thick, black smoke could be seen in the area as Blackpool Fire Rescue rushed to the structure fire in the 1400 block of Cuts Road at 12:07 p.m., however, the home was already fully involved with intense flames and smoke. Neighbors told Black Press Media they heard two loud explosions followed by the fire. Thompson-Nicola Regional District confirmed mutual aid was provided upon request by the Little Fort Fire Department and the Clearwater Fire Department. Due to the intense smoke, flames, and a dangerous fire flashover, fire crews were unable to safely enter the structure. The structure collapsed within 30 minutes of the initial report of a structure fire, noted a TNRD spokesperson. Clearwater Secondary School celebrates grads with parade. June 19, 2024. The Clearwater Secondary School graduation class of 2024 celebrated the end of high school and beginning of their futures with a drive through Clearwater in a vehicle parade on June 15. The rain held off, allowing family and friends to line the streets and get some photos while cheering on the graduates. "Congratulations," could be heard along the way as the grads, dressed in their finest, took time to visit. After returning to the high school parking lot, the grads attended their special dinner at the Clearwater Ski Hill. More than one parent and grandparent could be heard asking the inevitable, "Where has the time gone?" as they watched the grads at an evening of memorable speeches, delicious food, and lots of laughter. It was a truly unforgettable way to end their years of high school before moving into the future with high hopes and dreams. Wildfire sparks north of Clearwater. July 18, 2024. A wildfire has ignited north of Clearwater in the Battle Mountain area. The blaze was first discovered on July 17 and was burning out of control. At an estimated 0.009 hectares in size, the cause of the fire was under investigation. BC Wildfire responded to the blaze. Over 70% of wildfires in the 2024 season were caused by lightning, while just under 30% were attributed to human activity. A small percentage remain undetermined or under investigation. One dead after serious collision south of Vailmont. July 18, 2024. One person died and another was injured in a head-on collision south of Vailmont on Highway 5 Thursday, July 18, confirmed RCMP. SGT. Bob Dean of the Vailmont RCMP detachment said the two vehicles collided just south of the Allen Creek snowmobile parking lot Thursday morning. The northbound vehicle caught fire and claimed the life of the driver. The occupant of the southbound vehicle, a pilot truck, was trapped in his truck for about 20 minutes before he could be removed. Dean said that person was transferred to Vailmont for medical attention, and then to hospital in Prince George due to lower body injuries. The collision occurred before 7 a.m. closing Highway 5 to all traffic. The highway remained closed all day as members of the RCMP's Integrated Collision Analysis and Reconstruction Service, ICARS, investigated the scene, reopened late afternoon. Dean said lack of cell service in the remote area slowed the response time for help. North Thompson candidates hit the campaign trail to speak to voters. Sept. 2, 2024. The surprise announcement on August 28 that the BC United Party was suspending its campaign caused a shake-up in the new Kamloops North Thompson riding. BC United leader Kevin Falcon encouraged the party's supporters to unite behind John Rusted and the Conservative Party of BC. In the wake of the announcement, BC United MLA Todd Stone, who had been announced as the party's candidate in Kamloops North Thompson in the upcoming election, announced his decision to retire from politics. In a statement to media in Kamloops on August 31, Stone said he would be supporting Barrier Mayor Ward Stamer, who recently took leave from his mayoral duties to run against Stone as the Conservative Party of BC candidate. "I know Stamer's commitment to British Columbia and I wish him well," said Stone, who also told Black Press he was happy to have gone public with his decision to leave politics. "It was absolutely the right thing to do for me, my family and our province." New family physician and ER-certified doctor settles into life in Clearwater. Sept. 21, 2024. Drive. Stephen Iosanmi, his wife and four children, ages 11, 10, 5 and a new baby girl, are enjoying Clearwater and their new home in the North Thompson. Although it is only their second week living in Clearwater, it sounds like they are beginning to feel at home and feeling very welcomed. "My wife likes Clearwater also because people are so friendly, it's so beautiful here. Everyone knows everyone, that's the beauty of a small town and at the same time someone always has your back," Dr. Iosanmi said in an interview on Thursday, September 14, with the Clearwater Times. "The kids have already started school here. My wife and I came in June so we saw the first waterfalls in Wells Gray Park then. I really want to be part of the community now that I am here. The hospital is great and we are hoping for more staff. I will be working as both a family doctor and as an ER physician. Ayosanmi became a physician more than 13 years ago in Nigeria, doing his residency training in family medicine there. After completing his training, the family moved to the United States, where he obtained his master's degree in Illinois. When asked how he decided on coming to British Columbia, he said, he had friends who were working in BC telling him to come to work in BC because they were looking for family physicians. I decided that I would come to Canada, but I knew the system requires someone that is a permanent resident, so I took the student route to obtain my PhD in family medicine at McGill University in Montreal and was there for over a year. I discussed working in Canada with my supervisor and she suggested coming to Western Canada since I didn't speak French, which allowed me to begin to practice after completing my PhD. Ayosanmi attended the University of Saskatchewan while his wife got a job as a medical lab scientist at the Saskatchewan Health Authority. Ayosanmi completed his PhD and applied for the program in BC. Clearwater water reserves drained within 1 hour of power failure. October 6, 2024. The district of Clearwater's water reserves dropped from 80% full to a completely drained system shortly after a planned BC hydro power outage began at 7 a.m. on Sunday, October 6. The outage was scheduled to last for 12 hours until 7 p.m. on Sunday. A coincidental incident is how Clearwater Mayor Merlin Blackwell described the situation to Black Press. Sometime after 9 p.m. on Saturday night, October 5, something happened with the system and pressure dropped about 15% and maintained at that, which would be approximately 84%. The alarms don't trigger until the reservoir hits 80% and drops below that, so no alarms went off in the system. When the power was shut off on October 6, and our pumps were shut off because of the power outage, the system dropped rapidly and we lost everything in the reservoirs, basically, within about an hour. Then the alarms went off. Because there was no power immediately after the reservoir system alarms went off, District of Clearwater crews are tracing every possibility, with staff cruising the area looking for any potential line break sites. The RCMP announced they were investigating the water break. Couple donates land to Upper Clearwater Volunteer Fire Brigade. Published December 5. An early Christmas present towards the dream of establishing a long-term Upper Clearwater Volunteer Fire Brigade, UCVFB, base and hall became closer to reality thanks to the generosity of longtime brigade members and Upper Clearwater Valley residents Fritz and Ursula Schaar. Curtis Bjork, UCVFB interim president, made the announcement on Saturday, November 30, in a statement submitted to the Clearwater Times. As interim president of the board of directors for the Upper Clearwater Volunteer Brigade, it is a great pleasure to announce that the Brigade Society is the recipient of a hugely generous donation of 10 acres of land from Fritz and Ursula Schaar. The land is to serve as the brigade's new base of operations, Bjork said. We couldn't have received a more perfect property, as it is centrally located in Upper Clearwater, with good road access, proximity to potential muster points for community and park evacuees, a permanent water source for filling our trucks and tanks, sufficient room for training exercises, an adjacent airstrip that can be used in emergencies and an expansive safe zone where we can shelter should there be a major wildfire surrounding the base.